Okay, today's daf is daf Yud in Maseches Bava Kamma, and we continue. Just one point in Yom of the Yoma that somebody emailed me yesterday, a piece of a drasha of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that Rachmana Litzlan, if there's ever a gzeira in Shemaim of Nezek to Klal Yisrael, then either Rachmana Litzlan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to carry out the gzeira, or the one way that Klal Yisrael could save themselves is Lilmot Seder Nezikin. And in that way of Limud Seder Nezikin, that could be in lieu of the Nezek itself. So it's Siyata Deshmaya, the thousands of us started learning Seder Nezikin last week as Klal Yisrael is Ve'isara now. And he says that's even the Pshat of the Gemara Shabbos, Laman Aleph, where it talks about all the six Sedarim being alluded to in a Pasek. Yeshuos is a Seder Nezikin. So Yeshuos, which is salvations, which Rashi there says, because Nezikin is all about saving one person from the other person in Nezek, so Yeshuos, maybe on a deeper level, also beats salvations for Klal Yisrael. So Yeshuos Hashem Kerefayin, we should be zochet to such Yeshuos. Okay, let's get back to Bava Kamma, Daf, Tes, Amud Beis. Tanur Rabbanan, about six lines from the bottom of the Amud. We were discussing back to the the Arba Avos Tzikin. We got back to the next Mishnah. We pointed out the important Maritz Chayis yesterday, that the first three Mishnahs in Bava Kamma all have an unusual language, because if you don't know, he just took it from the Tani Yerushalmi. He wasn't from Yerushalayim, he was from a different area in Eretz Yisrael, up north. So he took this language and just stuck it in, left it as is in the Mishnahs. So we started talking again yesterday about Shor and Bor versus Eish, in terms of giving it to a Cherishot of a Katan. That was yesterday's Daf HaTesim HaBeis. So now we go to Tanur Rabbanan. Chomer Bashor Mi Babor, Chomer Babor Mi Bashor. Says the Braisa, there's a Chumra by Shor that Bor does not have, and there's a Chumra by Bor that Shor does not have. Also, Chomer Bashor, so let's explain. Chomer Bashor Mi Babor, what does Shor have that Bor does not have? Shahashor Mishalim Es HaKofer. Shor pays kofer, for Shor kills a person, so then he has to pay a special kofer payment. V'chayev v'shloshim shal eved, if Shor kills an eved, so then he has to pay 30, right, knas, shloshim shal eved, nigmar dino asur bahana. And if a Shor kills somebody, it's asur bahana, it's a Shor niskal. And not allowed to get benefit from it at all, even the skin. As the Gemara says elsewhere, naki, yeah, right, naki means, right, naki minachasa, you're not allowed to get any benefit from it. Vidarko leilich olahazik, and Shor is derech to be mazik on as it travels, as it moves. So all of those are chumras by Shor, which Bor does not have. Masha ein kein by Bor. Unlike Bor, Bor does not have, Bor does not pay kofar, Bor does not pay shlosh shaleved, there's no isr hanah shayach to a Bor, and a Bor does not move. So all of those don't apply by Bor. So those are chumras by Shor that Bor does not have. There's a machlokas later on, which hopefully we'll speak about in a couple of weeks, important sheet of the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor on Daf Chav Bezim Abezim and Daf Harif, based on a Gemara there, says that we usually have a principle of Tchiloso B'Pshia V'Sofa B'Ones. Right, if something starts out as of negligence, and that you were negligent, and then an Ones occurred. So the Pshia didn't actually cause, Ones would have happened anyway, but are you chai? That's a machlokas. So the Baal Amor says, by Bar for sure you're Potter. By Bar for sure you're Potter. By Tchazav Shi of Sova Baones. Upshem, he says, by Pirik, Shinir Alonu, the Rinal Kaman, Mistaver, Ptur Gabi Bar, Ho, Lupata Bosa Kalim, Ukashem, Shinistana, Bazel Liftar, Kakrishana, Bedit, Chilasav Shi of Sova Baones, Balogamrina, Minela Dini Achrina. That's the why that is, we'll have to talk about that. But the Baal Amor says that Chilasav Shi of Sova Baones is for sure Potter by Bar. So the question that some Achronim has is that why isn't that listed here? Another Chumra of Shor of a Bar. The other Avos had Avos Mizikin, Tchilas of Mashiach Sof Abonis by Bichayef. It's Machlokas over there, we'll see. Well, by Bar is for sure Potter, so why isn't that a Chumra listed? So it could be, as Achronim say, maybe it's included, just like the Baal Amor, the Lashon I just read, said, Tchilas of Mashiach is really an outgrowth from the Patur of Kalim, of Kalim Babari. The Baal Amor says, just like we hold that your putter for Kalim, if Kalim get damaged in a bar, you only hide for animals, so too this. So just like we'll see the reason later on why Kalim is not mentioned, so too, maybe that's the same reason that this is not mentioned either. Okay, continuing. Chomer babor mibashor, what about the opposite? A chumra of bor that Shor does not have. Shahabor tchilas asiyasol anezek, bar its mahus, it was made, it's when it was created, it was a mazik, umuad mitchilaso, and it's a muad right away, right? There's no stages of becoming a muad by bar. Mashenki mashar, unlike shor, shor obviously here means karen, and shor is not a mazik to start, and is not muad mitchilaso. As some of the Rishonim here, the Ravid and the Rashba, why is it that the differences in our first Mishnah are listed in this Braisa? Right? Koach Achem Uraf Bo, there are differences that the first Mishnah mentions and that are not listed here. It lists all these other differences. We're going to have other cases as well as we continue the Braisa. So the Ravid says, to figure out exactly what he means, he says, My time is Shevkinu Lahana Chumri Demastisa, right? The Ravid in the separate Sefer here. Why doesn't it list them? So it says the Ravid, Venire. Kilotani hacha elachumros bilvad, aval hanach achrini kochos hein, v'ta'amim heim sheyischai b'olem abayla min hadin. Earlier, there were reasons of the mahus of the mazik, the nature of the mazik, not dafka a difference in halacha, but it was just capturing the essence of the mazik. That's what was written earlier. Here, says the Ravid, it's chumrus, it's a chumra in din, but not capturing the mahus of the mazik. Like, so, one second. Right, so that's why earlier it says, koach acham urebo, tchilas yosel hezek, all of those are the mahus, but not a difference in din. I hear, well, all these, he says, you have to work out some of them, but they're just saying chumrus. I, so like what he asks, I, gamzu, darka lelech alhazik, isn't that a difference in din? So he has to work out to say somehow that's just a din and not a mahus. The Rashba doesn't like this at all. The Rashba quotes the Ravid and says, I disagree. I think Venira should call Osa Shem Mishnah Dechlalom Be'elu. If you look, if you think deep down, all the ones in the Mishnah are somehow included in this. They're included in it. The Tanya Be'Brice, a darka lelech alhazik, that includes Ruach Chaim. That includes Ruach Chaim. And then you have to work it out. He says, quotes the Ravid, he says, Ve'inim Mechuvar Kol Hatzarach. I don't agree with the Ravid that there's just a dinim here and not natures. Vesorach Litcho Pozeh Harbe, because the Brisa says, Darko Leil Chalahazik, and Tchilas Asyasa Lahazik. Those two sound like midos and not dinim, in the words of the Ravid. So therefore, the Pechol Eilu Midos, Vekochos Hein Velochumrus. So I disagree. Either way, it's a beautiful lumdus that even the Rishonim here are talking about the nature of a mazik and the different halachas of a mazik. The Ravid's chilek, you have to know exactly whether it fits in or not to this din, but that is the machlokas here between the Ravid and the Rashba. What is the purpose of this brisa that we're interested in? Okay.
What is the difference between darka leilech alhazik, which sure is, and tchilaso asiyaso lenezek, which sure is not?
Right, so darka leilech alhazik means it moves when it damages. The bar doesn't move.
But it doesn't mean it's darka.
It doesn't mean like Karen. Karen is tam to start off.
Yeah, but
right.
There's a machlokas tam whether it's knas or mamon.
Okay.
It's mamon.
Okay. I'm saying, that fits it beautifully to the Ravid, because even if you say it's mamon, as we'll see, but if it's talking about dinim, everybody holds that it starts off chatzi nezek. Because lemaisa,
if it's mamon, it's a kula.
It's a kula, but still, this is describing differences in halacha according to the Ravid. So, difference in halacha means there's not a difference in midos. The difference in midos was the first Mishnah.
So that's really what it means when it says tchilas asiyaso lenezek, the difference between.
Correct. According, that's how the right.
Not the difference between.
Correct. According, that's how. That's how. Maybe that's what tipped off the Ravid.
It is its nature to do nezek from the get-go.
Right. That's maybe where the Ravid got it from. That this is just telling you differences in halacha and not differences in the nature and the mahus of the item. Okay. Continuing. Chomer by shor mibah eish. What about comparing shor and eish? Chomer by eish mibah shor. Chomer by each one. Chomer by shor mibah eish. Shahashor mishalim kofer. Shor pays kofer again. It's the same things by shor. Short piece kofer if it kills a person. V'chayiv v'shloshim shal eved. And it's chayiv in the 30 if it kills an eved. Nigmar dinu asur b'ano, and it becomes asur b'ano. Masru l'cher shod of a katan chayiv. And if you give short to a cher shod of a katan, because yesterday's gemara, you're chayiv. Masha'en came ba'esh. Unlike esh. Esh doesn't have these. Esh doesn't pay kofer. Esh doesn't have shloshim shal eved. And esh doesn't become asur b'ano. And if you give it to a cher shod of a katan, you are potter. So says the... So that's the chumras of shor over eish. Mashenk chumra ba'eish mi bashor. Shoha eish mu'edas mitchilasa. Mashenk mi bashor. Same thing of the chumra of eish over shor, which is karen. That eish is mu'ed mitchilasa. What does it mean that eish is potter from kofar? What does it mean that it's potter from kofar? You mean you don't have to pay? Shor is eish is going to be potter by shloshim shaleva and it's not going to be kofar. So look at Rashi. Rashi has two days here. Now two days, two parts of an idea. On top, Eish lo chayev basreifas Adam. Why will you never be chayev for paying for Adam? Number one, Shahilo Lavroach. Number one, if it's a free person and he has dots, he should have run away. It's his fault. And v'im kafusu, and if he's tied up, let's say a person is tied up and then he gets burned, so then you're not going to be chayiv money. Why? You're going to be chayiv misa. Hamavar chayiv misa, because they have a So in any case, you're not going to be chayiv for money when it comes to ish. That's what Rashi says. Tosas are bit of parrots, though.
But you still not chayiv kol per in either case. Where is the unique
case? Right. I'm saying, but you wouldn't. You might say that by. If you know why aren't you chayiv kofar by H? If you it might be by mamon amazik, but the special thing is did by shor.
What about by H? Like, Rashi says that it was couldn't run away. Let's say there's like a small fire, and the wind takes it. Like,
he could have run away, right? If he couldn't have run away, then it would be probably considered like kafus. Right. If a person is halachically considered tied up, even if not physically tied up, then it would be the same halacha. If you know parrots though wonders, since we're gonna have a machlokas later on, which we'll have to talk about. Famous Nebuka Yosef later on. Machlokas Eso Bishem Chitzav or Eso Bishem Amono. Is my fire like my money? Just like my ox is my money, and just like my bar is my might not be my money, but any property of mine is my money. Is that the chiyuv of Eish Mishem Amono, or is it Mishem Chitzav? It's like my arrows. Is Eish like my arrow? So asks the Rebbeinu Peretz. According to the Mandamar Eish Mishem Chitzav, that fine Rashi makes sense because if he should have run away, fine. And if he shouldn't have run away, then you're going to be Chayim Misa. But if you say Eishem Bishem Mamono, then there's no Kimlei. There's not going to be Kimlei. So if you say Eishem Bishem Mamono, you should say there's not going to be Kimlei, and there's going to be a Chi of money when it comes to Eish. So he doesn't answer the question. At the end, he doesn't answer until all the way at the end. And then he says, "Va'od kasha." It's really another question. The kimle b'deramim ne'lo shayech rachlif tarmamon in misa. Then he says, "I don't even know why Rashi's bringing a kimle here, because kimle is only an issue with mamon and misa. That mamon paters the mamon. What are we talking about here? Or like karashirayim, you shoot an arrow, and as it crosses over the Shabbos line, you rip somebody's clothing. What are we talking about here? Kofar. Kofar is not in the world of kimle b'deramim ne'lo. Patamita ainul shoshach patamitub kimle. Doesn't explain why." So what's the svara? What is he talking about? So he's alluding to probably a Tosfos, a discussion of Tosfos and Pesachos Ksubis, where Tosfos there says, and Ksubis Av Laman of Abayz, that Kimlei only paters mamonis payments. But payments that are for kapara purposes, so Kimlei doesn't pater that. Because you want to get a kapara. You want to get a kapara. Kimlei paters, let's say, another onesh. But Kimlei, if it's for... Right, so Tosfos there, which many Bali Tosfos hold up, the Kimlei doesn't pater a kofar payment. What's another nafkamina besides Kimlei? Mechila. Mechila, when you pay back a Kohen for eating his Truma B'Shogeg, Truma B'Vezer D'Chayim Yisra B'Dei Shamayim, but Truma B'Shogeg you have to pay back with a Chomesh. So if you have to... could the Kohen be Mochel? No, you don't have to pay me back, it's okay. Tosfos says there, quoting a Mishnah Trubis, no. The Mrasakoin Limchol, Enu Yochol Limchol. The Mishnah Dlavi Mamon Ela Kapara. Right? You have Avil Ochol Trubis Asmo. He says, you can't. So Mechila does not work for a Kapara payment. And then he says, Lachach, Loshaya, Kimlev, there are many Lapotra, Mikapara. Also, Kimlev does not work for Kapara. So those are two Nafkaminas, Kimlev and Mechila, whether they will work for a kapara payment. So the Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz at the end says also, I don't know why Rashi is bringing Kimlei in. Kimlei is not shayach to a kofar payment anyway. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, so those are the chumras between shor and ish. Let's get to the next one. Chomer ba'ish bi babar. And again, we can spend a lot of time on these, analyzing the differences deeper in the Avos Hazikin. Especially considering that Ravid Rashba, how are we supposed to understand this brisa? About the nature of these avos, or is it just about the lamaisa differences? But let's see. Let's continue. Chomer ba'esh mibabar. So esh has a chomer over bar, v'chomer ba'bar mibabar. And bar has a chomer over esh. So which is that? Chomer ba'bar mibabar shetchilas asiyas olenezek. Bar has a chomer over esh, because by bar, as the Gemara said earlier, it's a mazik when it starts off. It's a mazik when it's created. It's a damage. It's a dangerous issue, right? It's in the which is a rabim. Masru lecheresh advekatan chayiv. And as we had said yesterday, if you give a bar to a cheresh advekatan, to guard, you're going to be chayiv. You're the beshlech is going to be chayiv because you right then did a ma'aseh pshia. But eish is not tchilas asiyas lenezek. And if you give it to a cheresh advekatan, you're going to be pater. Chomer ba'esh bi babar, shaha'esh darka leilich lahazik. And what's the chomer of esh over bar? Esh is active in moves. Daka leilach lahazik umu edus leachol beidavar harayilo beidavar sheina royilo, and it's muad to eat no matter if something that's fit to be eaten or not fit to be eaten. We'll have to see later on what that means. But Eish eats everything. Mashenki mabar, unlike bar. So 2 points on this. So you see here again, this relates to what we just said from the Rashba and the Ravid. The Tosfos in the Beis Maral makes the point that Koach Acher Mu'urav Bo is not on this list. You don't say that Koach Acher Mu'urav Bo is by Eish and not by Bar. So you know what Tosfos says? This proves what I hold, which we mentioned in the past, that Koach Acher Mu'urav Bo is not a Chumrah. It's not a Chumrah. It's an Afal Pi. When the Gemara says Koach Acher Mu'urav Bo, the Gemara really should be interpreted as, even though Koach Acher Mu'urav Bo, you're still Chayiv. That's the Chumrah of Eish. Koach Acher Mu'urav Bo means, you know, you need the wind to help you out here to do Hezek. That's a kula, says Tosfos, not a chumra. Therefore, kula chachabura bo, Tosfos, and the phase of Aleph says, beferish, is not a chumra, and that's what makes it different than all of the other issues mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf base. The Rashba we had at the Gibbon of Aleph says, no. The Rashba says, no, it's not a chumra, it's not a kula, it's both. Sometimes it's a chumra, the Rashba said, sometimes it's a kula. So why isn't it on the Mishnah? Because, why isn't it in this price of year? Because sometimes it's a kula, sometimes it's a chumra. That's what the Rashba would say. The Ravid would say, why isn't it on the list? Because this mission is, this price is not about differences in natures. The difference is in lamaisas. So those are three answers why Koach HaKamura Bo is not going to be on the list. Rashi, by the way, Daf Gimel, seems to say like the that it is a chumra, meaning halfway like the Rashba. Tosfos says it's a kula. The Rashba says it could be either. Rashi seems to say it's a chumra. Koach HaKamura Bo, meaning, so you should have known. Havi Leil Sugi Adaite. You know there's a natural force called the wind, and you should have guarded it. Havi Leil Lishmar. So that's why, difference between Eish and Bar, why Koach HaKamura Bo is not listed. The other question asked here, the beautiful question of the Granat. The Granat, from Rafeli Trupp, Rav in the Yeshiva in Radin, asks in Kuf Chav Beis, what does it say here, the difference between, one of the differences between Bar and Eish, is that if you give a Bar to a Chereshot of a Katan, you're going to be Chayef. That's what we said yesterday. But if you give Eish to a Chereshot of a Katan, you're going to be Pater. So ask the Granat, is that a Chumra and a Kula? That's just a difference in whether Bor and Eish are watchable, are able to be watched. Like we said yesterday, a Bor cannot be watched. Derech to become Misgale, the Gemara said yesterday. That's why you're Chayiv. And a Shor is Darko Lintu, right? Darko to get free. Eish is impossible. Eish is Derech to go out. And therefore, Derech to go out. If he does something, then he's more involved. Is that a chumrah of that's a difference between, you know, whether they're guardable or not. That's not a difference between a chumrah and a kula. So says the Granat to Yisod, the Hanira Dieshnik Darim Bishmiris Mazikin. There are two issues that we're talking about in guarding Mazikin. Number one, Lishmar Shoro Shehu Mazik Shelo Yazik. Number one, if you have a Mazik, you have to guard it that it doesn't Mazik. Right? If you have a noun Mazik, you have to make sure that it doesn't verb Mazik. But number two is Shelishmar Shoro Shelo Yeaseh Mazik. You have to make sure that if you have something, it doesn't become a Mazik, even before the first step. So those are two issues, says the Granat. Guarding your Mazik that it doesn't damage. Number two, guarding your property that it doesn't become a Mazik. The Hicha Shetzorach Shmirish Amazik Shelo Yazik Azlo Mahani Shmirik Mo Ruach Matsuya. Once something is a Mazik, so then regular guarding is not going to be enough. But in a case where you have to guard it so it doesn't become a mazik, then it would be enough to have a lower, because it's not a mazik yet. There's different levels of what would be enough in halacha, something preventing something from becoming a mazik, and something that is a mazik, making sure that it doesn't mazik. So now he explains, that's the pshat of our Gemara. What's the pshat of our Gemara? Mishem hachi b'shor chayim u'ba'esh patur de'esh lo havi mazik adayin. Eish is not a mazik. So what does it mean that Eish usually goes out? That's not just saying a difference in you know, watchable or not watchable. No, that's saying Eish usually goes out, and therefore less shmira is enough, and that's why you're not chayiv if you give the Eish to the parish of the katan, because it's not a shame mazik yet. The ube eino mazik shagi b'shmir mitzuya v'eino mitzuya. Aval b'shoru bar davik far mazikim. They're already mazikim. So therefore, you're going to be chayav lo miftar ashi asa shmira ba'ad she'ina mitsuya mamish. Then you're not going to be chayav for giving it to a charei shadva. You are going to be chayav for giving it to a charei shadva katan because they're already mazikim. So it's not just a difference in whether they're watchable or not watchable. The Granat says the difference is something mahuti, something important, and that is whether they are mazikin or not. So that's an important yesod about whether something's a mazik already and you are stopping it from actually doing hezik versus preventing something from becoming a mazik.
All these differences are in din, this question's not a question.
If you say it's differences in din and not in character, so then right, the question might not be a question, but again, Rov Rishonim, don't hold like that, right? Okay. So that's the Brisa. So now we get to what the Brisa didn't mention. Velisni Chomer, so we already asked about Korach HaChem Urevo, now we asked about some more. Velisni Chomer B'Shor Mi Bavar, why didn't it, what does the Brisa say? There's another Chomer B'Shor over Bar, Shashor Chayebo Zakelem HaShinki Bavar, Ashor Rizchayev HaKelem, right? If your ox breaks Kalim Yischayev, unlike Bar. Bar, we had a Dachema base, differences in Analacha, which will come up again. If you have a Kli that fell into the Bar, you're Pater. It's a special Gzeir Sakasiv. We'll see if there's a Sar for it. It's a special Gzeir Sakasiv that Bar is Pater or Kalim. So why isn't that in the Brysa? So Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, the Machayev on this Kalim a Bar. No, the Brysa is the Shida Rabbi Yehuda, who says you're Chayev on Kalim. So everything's Chayev on Kalim, so that's not a difference. E Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Ema Seifa. But look at the other line. Chomer ba'esh mi ba'bor, esh over bar, sha'esh darka leil chalahazik, umor lechal bein darbar roila, bein darbar sheina roila. Esh has a, is over bar in that it's derech to move, and also it's mu'ah to eat everything, something that's roi for it or not, mashen kin ba'bor, unlike bar. So what does that mean? Darbar ha'roila maininu, eitzim, what's something usually that is flammable? Wood. Darbar shein roila maininu, kalim, what's usually something that you do not use for fuel? Kalim. So what is the Brisa saying? Eish is chayiv on davar harayi la and davar sha'ein harayi la, meaning wood and kalim. Hashen kim abar, unlike bar, which is patar kalim. So if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, ha'mer machayva Rabbi Yehuda is a kalim abar. So we just that now it doesn't work. If you want to see Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Brisa. So Ella, two answers. Either la'olam rabbanan he. Really, maybe you're right. It's there are Brisa the rabbanan shita. Vatana v'shir, and it's not an exhaustive list. He picks some halachos that are different between the two, and a left out Kalim, the Patur of Kalim. So the Gemara, as the Gemara always asks, my shear, the high shear, whenever you can't just leave off one. If you say ton of a shear, you have to have at least leave off two. Just leaving off one is not going to work. So shear tamun, it left off tamun. Left off tamun, right, as Rashi explains, there's a Patur of tamun when it comes to bar as well. So therefore, I'm sorry, when it comes to Aish, so therefore, you see some other things are left off the list, not dafka in this line, but you see the Brisa left off other cases, so therefore, left off Tamun and it left off Kalim. So what exactly the Brisa says, therefore, what would have been the potential difference by Tamun? What exactly? So how do you get Tamun by Bor? What's the case of Tamun by Bor? So Rashi says, Shir Tamun, to have it lamisni, chomer b'shor v'barbi ba'esh. Right, by Shor and Bar, you're chayef for Tamun and Aish, you're putter. If a shor gores a bag full of kalim, so the kalim are tamun, you're chayiv. O im nafal chamor babor. If a donkey falls into a bar, the alav sak mali tfua, and he has a sack full of tfua, you're chayiv. So you're chayiv in that case, right? That's tamun. You see the kalim in the bag that was on the donkey is tamun, and you're chayiv for that, unlike Ish. Tosfos asks on Rashi, 1 minute. If you have a bag of tfua, so then that's a patur tamun? But what do you mean? The din is you're only chayev for behema velo kalim by bar. So doesn't kalim there include all non-behema items? So therefore tfua is going to be patur anyway. You don't have to say you're patur in that case of sak mali tfua for tamun. You're chayev because it's not a kli. It's not a behema. Behema velo kalim. That's Tosas Kasha. Tosas Kasha. Right, it's not. So that's, well, we'll have to see how to understand the drasha. But that's what Tosfos says on the second Tosfos. Pirish kachotchi to kachotchi, and he says, "Velo duck to kol mili dilab bali chayim ematim michamor debar kamo kalim." Everything's included in the Torah of kalim, even tfua. So obviously, you know, what do you have to say? You have to say that Rashi argues. When the Gemara says that there's a patur of Kalim, where it says behemah v'lo Kalim, what's included in Kalim? Tosfos says all non-behemahs are included. Rashi, you have to say, even though you might not have said this, anything that is not a Kli, it's only a Kli that's excluded. If it's not a Kli, it's included. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says here. V'yafta l'kushta d'milsa efshar d'lo dak, Rashi bazeh. First of all, you might say that Rashi was lafdaka. Rashi was just giving a dugma. Rashi does not take a halacha here, even though you might say Rashi was low duck. Kibush lo kasev el dugma ba'alma, but still, listen to the words of the Pnei Yeshua. Hoil v'nafak mi pume derashi yishli ashtu dvarav. But if Rashi said it, I can't just say low duck. Oh, it's lav dafka. If Rashi says it, I have to say it, right? We know the story, the Hakdama, the Pnei Yeshua, why the Pnei Yeshua wrote his sefer. Writes in his Hakdama that there was Rachman al Slan, a terrible fire in his house. He lost a number of family members. And he was lying there under a burning log. And he made a neder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves him from this situation, he's going to dedicate the rest of his life to writing a sefer, defending Rashi from Tosfos Kashas. And the very next second, he was pulled out of the fire, pulled out of the embers. That's why we have the Pnei Yeshua. His grandfather, the beginning Shlomo, wrote a little sefer defending Rashi, the beginning Shlomo. But that's why 90% of the Pnei Yeshua is defending Rashi from Tosfos Kashas. So, Lishitaso, he says, since Rashi said it, I have to defend it. And that's where he says, he must have a different understanding of the din, that the Ptura of Behemah, of a lokalim, must not include Tfua, and really Tfua might be included in Behemah, might be included in Behemah. Okay.
How does Tosfos learn
Talmud
by boy?
So
the Behemah is an assassin?
So Tosfos doesn't say. Tosfos does not say exactly.
That's a problem.
Right, we have to know. It's not 100% clear what Tosfos says. Tosfos doesn't answer the kasha.
So maybe the Behemah is an assassin.
The Behemah is an assassin. Okay, maybe. Right, you have to figure out exactly what Tosfos would say. Continuing back to the Gemara. Another answer, how do you figure out the Braisa? That left, again, back to the question of why did the Braisa leave out the Ptur of Kalim? Lo the Rabbi Yehuda, really it is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and he's Mechayev Kalim. Aye. So shouldn't he be Mechayev Eino Ra'ila, right, by the other case? So you're right, we have a different definition. But Vedavar She'eino Ra'ila does not mean Kalim, but it means La Basuya Kalim, and La Suya Lichlacha Niro V'Sechzachavana, but includes things that aren't usually burned, like stones and a field that aren't usually burned. That's what it means in a royal law. Period. Vazga Loravashi, another kasha. There's another difference left off the list. Listni chomer bashar mi babor shashar chayev bo shor psuli amakdashin mashenkin babor. Rashi explains based on psukim, but if a shor gores a shor psuli amakdashin, a carbon that became pasul, there was a problem with a carbon, and when a carbon has a psul, even a carbon that had kedushas haguf, that had inherent kedusha, it's allowed to be redeemed. It's allowed to be redeemed, so you redeem it, and you're allowed to use it. There's one or two things you're not allowed to use it for. You're not allowed to shear the wool. You're not allowed to do certain usages, but lamaisa, most of it is you're allowed to use it. So if a shor damages a shor psulei mekdashin, you're chayiv in that case. It's considered yours enough, not hektish, to be chayiv. Unlike bar, there's a special din by bar of Rashi explains by mace yelo. If you're not going to be able to keep the mace for every purpose, it's not going to be yours. Isn't that a difference? So yeah, Ravishlam Rabbanan, if you go like the answer we said earlier, that is the Rabbanan, therefore other things are left out. I did the Shire Hach, Shire Nami Hach, no problem. We already said ton of Ashirs. This is another thing that's left out. Ela Yamat Rabbi Yehuda. My Shir, the High Shir. But if you say it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, so we explained that nothing was left out. So why is this left out? So shear, so there is another thing left out. Shear dash beniro. The difference is if an animal tramples the field, there's another thing left out, that a boar can't damage a field. A boar doesn't move. So that's another difference. So the Gemara answers, E mishum dash beniro laf shearuhu. Just the Gemara just said at the end, that's lav dafka a shear to hatana, because it says she darko leilich lahazik. That's already included in that. Moves or doesn't move, so therefore that wouldn't be called a shear. Period. Okay. So the Gemara Hechshati b'miksas nisko. So the Gemara, the Mishnah had said, there's a case where I do part of the nezek, but I'm chayef for all the nezek. So what exactly is the case where I do part and I'm chayef for all? So Tana Rabbanan Hechshati b'miksas nisko chafti b'tashlumi nisko kehechshir kol nisko. Right, if I do part, I'm chayef for all. Ketzad. So what's the case? So we're going to have four or five cases suggested. Number one, ketzad hachofer bar tishu ba'achar v'shlimu la'asara. Oh. Reuven digs a bar 9 tefachim deep, and somebody else comes along and digs the final one. Digs at the tenth tefach. So ha'achron chayiv, only the last one is chayiv, even for nezek, even though it was able to be mazik, even when it was only 9. But says this shita achron chayiv udulok, and that's what the Mishnah is referring to, because he only did the 10th, and he's chayiv for everything. Udulok Rabbi, and it's not like Rabbi Tanya, because the Braisa says a chover bar tishu b'achav yishlim l'asara. Somebody digs the 10th one, achron chayiv. Only the last one is going to be chayiv. Rabbi Omer achar achron l'misa achar shneim l'nizakin. Rabbi argues. Rabbi says no. The last one is going to be the only one that's going to be chayiv for the misa, the death of the animal, because now that's what he did. He made it yachol lahamis. But achashteim lenezika, they're both going to split the nezek responsibility, because even the one who dug the bor tisha, he already created a nezek situation. There is a machlokas here, not here, but partly here, partly somewhere else. Tosas later on, enough nun aleph amen aleph. Tosas there says beferish that the only reason that the tenth person, the guy who dig yud, is chayiv is because he did something qualitatively different. He went from 9 to 10. Let's say somebody went from 5 to 6. So then Tosas says they're for sure going to split it because there's nothing qualitatively different there. The Shin Mikubet says here, closer to Yehonasan, says no. If you always go by the last guy, that's the special din. Hu adinim lo asar rishon ala arba'o chamisha tvachim. Uvashini vahosif tefach. Nistalku maisa harishon. That's what the Shin Mikubet says here says. But the machlokas we've shown him, whether here the difference is something in quality or not. Machlokas Tosas later on, Dafnan Aleph, and the Shin Mikubet says here. Ika da amre. Another version say it, Lema Deloka Rebbe. Let's say, maybe the Havamid is maybe, did I skip a line? Yeah, I skipped a line. Rav Papa Amar Lumisa V'Divrei Hakol. Another way you could say maybe the Mishnah is even according to Rebbe is that no. Maybe our Mishnah is talking about a case of Misa and Divrei Hakol, because even Rebbe says that only the Achron is going to be Chayiv for the case of Misa. Ika D'Amri, a different version of saying the same thing. Lema Deloka Rebbe. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. Rav Papa Lumisa V'Divrei Hakol. It's a question and answer form. Period. Okay, so that's the case that's going to be accepted by the Gemara. That's the case you did part of a Hezek, but you're chayav for everything. So we're going to have a couple of suggestions now that are going to be rejected one by one. Maskav l'Rav Zeira v'su leka, that's the case. I'll give you another case. V'ha'ika masar shoro l'chamisha b'nei adam u'pasha bo echan mehen. Let's say you give your ox to 5 people to watch. And one of them is negligent. One of them doesn't do, let's say they're all in a circle, maybe, we'll see, and one of them lets go and moves away. So one of them is Poshea. He's a Chayiv, he's going to be Chayiv. He only did half the problem, and he's going to be Chayiv the whole thing? So isn't that another case? Sklamarian says, no, Hechi Dami. No, what case are you talking about? If it's a case where without him it's not guarded, so then there's like a big hole in the circle. So she did the yuka of it. So for sure that he did everything. That's not called doing part of it. He did everything. That's why he's going to be Chayiv everything. El debalav iul nami mintar. What? So the other way that without him it's guarded anyway. So my kavitz. Then what did he do? Why should he be chayav on everything? So therefore, that's not a good example because he's either responsible totally or not responsible at all. So you can't give that case. Ask the Pnei Yeshua here. Sorry. Why didn't the Gemara ask this on the case earlier by Bor? Why didn't it ask on the guy who dug Yud? He says. Afagav du gabi bor teshava achanishlimala asara linyin ezekin vadai debalav iu mazik. Why did it say also there? Regarding Nezikin, the first guy, you know, the last guy didn't do everything. He would have been damaged anyway. Why did he say, what did he do? It was going to be mazik anyway. So what did the last guy do regarding Hezek? Why did the Gemara ask that earlier? Mishum degzeres akasavu. Bakura achar kuar ki agavna shesilek maisa arishon v'achron chayiv akol. So degzeres akasav. That kura achar kuar, the last guy is going to be chayiv. The aim lahakshos de nelach minei. So why don't you learn from there to others? Hainu mishum de avad shir misa. No, he did something bad. He made it into a misa pit. So lokach echmira alav torah shishayiv levado afilu b'nezikim greida. That can be kind of a svara for the degzeres akasav. This is going with what Tosa said later on, and not the Shita here.
Right.
Once this guy did something terrible regarding Misa, so you know we're going to throw him all the hezek to him also. But that's why you can't learn it to other cases like here. That's an important Pnei Yeshua.
But
if you hold 5 to 6 also chayiv, then you have the problem. If you hold 5 to 6, also a problem. Good. So that case is not on the list. So Masalei Rav Sheshes Va'ika have another case where you do part, then you're chayiv for all. Marba b'chavila. What's the case of Marba Chavila? Machlokas here, Rashi and the Rambam. The Rashi who explains this is on Amud Beis. Rashi says Marba Chavila is a case where your friend has a fire and you basically put rope from that fire to another person's yard. So basically now the fire can spread. That's Marba Chavila. You add rope. The Rambam says Marba Chavila is no. A Chavila, like a bundle. You see an animal that has five loads on it and it's, you know, it has the load, and you put another load on, and boom, it kills the animal. Right? Marbe b'chavila. So those are the two cases, Rashi and the Rambam, what the case is. So hechi dami. So what exactly is the Rambam milchos kovel umazik? Where is it? Well, we'll have to see. We'll have to see exactly what the case is. Right? The Rambam here is in Chovel Perek Vav Yudalad. Vav Yudalad, the Chamisha Sheinichu Chamesh Chabilos Avahem of Lomesa, Ubaze Akram, Inia Chabilos Olav Mesa. So we'll get to the rest of the Rambam in a minute. So ask the Gemara. So again, Hei Chidami, what exactly is the case? Let's go with Rashi for a minute. If without him the fire wouldn't have spread at all, so Pshita, obviously this guy did everything. El Debalav Ihu Azla, but if it wouldn't spread anyway without him, so my God, what did he do? So again, this is not a good case of doing part and chayef for whole, because you in that case you you did everything or you did nothing. The Rambam adds a line at the end. The Rambam says, Vim enu yadua. What if it's not known? If it's not known who? Even the Gemara says, if he did it, nothing, it's chayav nothing. If he did everything, it's chayav everything. What if it's enu yadua? Mishal kulan mishalman b'shaveh. Says the Rambam. They all pay equal amounts. So asks Rav Meir Simcha, asks the Meshech Chachma in his commentary al Hashas here. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, and he says, I don't understand. Right? We usually say, right, that Mahamas Mechaber Olav Araya. So why couldn't this guy, all of these people say, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Bring a raya that I did it. We're going to have a case like that soon about Misa. But bring a raya.
And therefore nobody
pays. Therefore nobody should pay. So why do you have split it? So says the Remeir Simcha, so you have to say we're talking about a specific kind of case here. What's the case here of Safeg? Shebishashi nicho dal chavilos, amda behema. When they put the four bundles on, the animal stopped walking. It wasn't walking like normal. He stopped walking. So you don't know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. All of a sudden, Nimsa Dame Pashu Mashlo Silko Amasa. So already it's their fault because they didn't take the bundles off. Their four bundles made the animal stop walking. They saw something happen. And then and then he puts on his, and boom. So then that's why in that case, that's the case of Safik. But in a chinami, if he keeps walking and you don't know, if they didn't do anything wrong, so then they're going to be patur in a chinami. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Maskel Rapapa, I'll give you another case. Five people sitting on a bench, and it's not breaking. And then the one guy came and sat on the bench and broke the bench. So you see, one guy does a little bit, and he's high for everything. What kind of guy are we talking about? We're talking about Papa Baraba. What's Papa? Who's Papa Baraba? Rashi says, Baal Basar. Big guy. What difference does it make? Whether he's a big guy or a small guy. So Tosfos on the bottom of Amud Aleph, Tosfos says two reasons why you have to tell me who. Papa Baraba. So he goes to the Rashbam. Number one, either because for most other people, there's not going to be a chiyuv here. Because the understanding is that if I have a bench, I allow anybody to sit on it. The problem is here, if somebody is 300 pounds, I do not allow you to sit on it. Right?
Five people are already sitting on it.
Okay. But still, he says, Tosis, if it's just sitting, it doesn't matter how many, it's Mesa Machmas Malacha. Unless you sit on somebody's lap. It doesn't sound like you're sitting on somebody's lap. It sounds like you're sitting on the bench. So that's Mesa Machmas Malacha. It's understood. That's Rashbam. Rabbeinu Tam says, maybe the chiddush of Papa Rabba is that Shu Adam Kaved Umitoch Kovdo Mon O Milamod. Somehow he's sitting in a way that they can no longer get up. Right? So that's why it says him. But if they could get up, then they should have gotten up. They say he's going to sit down. They know the bench is not going to hold this. They should have gotten up. So it might depend on whether it was their fault or not. So Hechidami, again, the Gemara says, but 1 minute. Elim et abav yulo isbar. If it would have broken even without him. So Pshita, obviously. If it wouldn't have broken without him, so Pshita, obviously, he did everything. El de balavi yunami is part of my coven. But if it would have broken without him anyway, so again, what did he do? So therefore, again, that's why it's not on the list. I saw on one of the daf sheets, I didn't get to have it, somebody else had it. Interesting case, one of the posting has a case where the bus driver that was driving, and he had like a full bus, and a few people wanted to get on. A few people, they said, the bus driver said, I can get a ticket if I take you. There's too many people. They're like, no, don't worry about it. We'll go on. We'll take care of it. And so they get on the bus, and the guy gets pulled over and he gets a ticket. So the bus driver says, I'm not paying. You guys said you're responsible. So the people who got on late said, yeah, but the people who were on the bus already should also take part in the payment. You know, because we didn't make the bus full. They were here, so we all together we made the bus full. Right? So it's like sitting on the bench, and then they come. Should they have gotten off? Right? They should have gotten off. You saw, so they have responsibility to get off. Anyway, interesting case. So fine. This isn't a difference in our Mishnah. But what's the pshat of the case? Why, if the guy sat on the bench, what's the case that only he's chayiv? So lo tzricha de balav iyu have mispar betreishoy. This is the case. It would have broken in 2 hours. Vahashta ispar b'chadasha. And because he sat in it, it broke in 1 hour. To armilik, because they say to him, ilav at have yasvin and tvei perta v'kaimin. We would have gotten up soon. We would have gotten up soon. And because of you, you know, that causes the problem. Let's just finish, then I'll say something else. Valema lahu. What do you mean? Let him tell them. Ilav atun b'didi lo avi mispar. Hey, if you would have gotten up, it wouldn't have broken. So not only me. So lo tzricha de bahadi de samech b'hu tavar. No, the chiddush is when he leaned on it. He didn't even sit on it, it broke. Pshita, is that obvious? It's obvious. You leaned on it, so he's still broken. No, ma'u, the tema kocho lav kagufo dami. You might say, no, kocho is lav kagufo. Kamash malon, kocho kagufo dami. To kochecha, to gufo tavar, kocho na... Excuse me, kocho nami tavar. No, that's the chiddush of kocho kagufo. Period. This is a beautiful thought in Rishi Moshe Irim from the Rav, from Rav Soloveitchik here. So he says, right, what did he say earlier? They can say to him, we would have gotten up soon. So what's the svara? Shrek Sha'achron Yashav, they knew the Sato was going to break and they didn't get up. They didn't get up. But yeah, we would have gotten up soon, but you didn't get up. So what are you tining? So, tupshatin. Vinire, Shoshona, Hanezak Shala, Rishonim, Hanezak Shala, Achronim. There's a difference between yes, they're all responsible, but there's a difference between them. The ones that didn't get up were Mazik B'Shev Altase. B'Shev Altase, by not doing something. But the one who sat down was Mazik B'Kum Vase. And there's a machlokas we shown him later on, Adam Hamazik B'Shev Altase. Let's say somebody who is Shochev Aladerech V'Chaver Niskaba. I'm lying down in the street and somebody trips over me. So am I Chayiv or Midin Adam Hamazik or am I Chayiv Midin Bor? Am I a bar? Am I Adam Mazik? Is always Adam Mazik. So, if you say that if somebody is Mazik B'Shev Altase is a bar, so that's why you know what the issue here? Adam Mazik is Mafkia the Shem Bar. The person who sits down, who's Mazik B'Yadayim, is Mafkia the Shem Bar. That's why he's Chayiv. But that's what they're saying. You're Adam Mazik, we're just a bar. So, but what does he say back to them? What do you mean? But you're still, you know, he may be healed, like the other opinion that no. That's also Adam HaMazik. We're both Adam HaMazik. We should all take place. One pshat. V'tachain. Or, even if you want to say, according to the Manda Amar, that if you're Mazik Shev Al Tasi, you're still Adam HaMazik, maybe there's still a difference between Adam HaMazik B'Kum Vasei and Adam HaMazik B'Shev Al Tasi. And it's possible when a person is Adam HaMazik B'Kum Vasei, that's Mafkia any other Mazik, any other lesser of a Mazik. Adam Shezik B'Shev Al Tasi is pushed aside. Why? Why should it be Mufka? And that relates to the general Chakir of the Achronim, Maisa Hezek versus Chosor Shmira. If you're Chayiv B'Shev Altase, it's because you didn't guard yourself. If you're Chayiv for Adam Maisa Hezek, it's because, right, Adam Amazek, because you did something. So it could be that somebody who does something actively obliterates any other Chayiv in the case. So that's the lumdis going on behind here, Adam Amazek versus Shev Altase. And maybe also, he said just one more line, that's the Chiddush in the next line of Kocho Kagufo. We say kocho kagufo all over Shas. But here, we wouldn't have known that. Kamash malon, kocho kagufo dami. We know that all over. No, the chiddush here is that kocho kagufo enough to wipe out another mazik. That's the chiddush here of kocho kagufo. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter, v'ha'ika, one other try. There's another thing that should be on the list. Hadetanya, hiku asar b'nei adam, be'eser maklos, b'im b'basachas, b'im b'zachar zeh, v'meis. Let's say somebody, 10 people are hitting somebody with 10 sticks. And the guy dies. So kulin paturin, they're all pater. Why? Rashi quotes here because you don't know who killed him. You don't know who killed him. They're all killing, so you don't know. So that's why Pater. Rashi in Sanhedrin quotes Xeris Akasev. Rashi in Sanhedrin, Adavayin Ches, says no Echad Velo Shnehem. Xeris Akasev. What's an Afkamina between the two Rashis? So the Dvar Avram says an Afkamina is, let's say two people are holding one stick. Two people are holding one stick and they kill him. So that's one as Echad Velo Shnehem. So according to the Rashi in Sanhedrin, Echad Velo Shnehem, they both be killed. But if you say you don't know, I'm sorry. If you say you don't know who killed them, Rashi here, so here you know who killed them. They both killed them. It's one stick. But if you say it's Echav L'Shnayim, there's still Echav L'Shnayim. Therefore, you'd be Pater based on the Rashi there. And that, by the way, seems to be the Rav and the Rishi Moshe Irim points out that's Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. Machlokas the Rambam and the Rashba. What would you say in that type of case? And he has just a little different way of saying it. What's the difference between the Machlokas and the Rambam and the Rashba, meaning the 2 days and Rashi? Is it that the din of the Torah is only one, there's only a din of one rotseach, pat there's another rotseach, or one maisa ritzicha, pat there's another maisa ritzicha? Is it a din of one rotseach or one maisa ritzicha? Right? So here, with one the stick, you have two rotzchim still, but one maisa ritzicha. So that's why it would be a nafkamina. Okay. Well, one after another, but still, if he doesn't die, that's the case, it says b'zachazeh here. You still don't know. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer, no, Bezecha is Achron Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira said, no, the last one's Chayiv if it's one after another, but it's Shagir Vesbisaso. Because he brought it, the Misa closer. So there you see. Isn't this another example where somebody does one thing and he's Chayiv for everything, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. So Rabbi says, B'Tel Olo Mekamayri. You're right, but the Brisa didn't want to get into cases of death. Or, B'Bayi Zemim, B'Pluk Tu Lo Kamayri. We didn't want to get into cases that have a machlokas about them. V'lo, what do you mean? V'lo Kmina Dolo Karebi. We said Dolo Karebi, that was the original case. So the Gemara said, no, Dolo Karebi Ukra Banon Mekminan. We'll say a machlokas if you're going like the Das of the Rabbim. Karebi Yehuda ben Maseira, V'lo Karebana Lo Mekminan. We're not going to go pick a shita that's like a Das Yachid. Period.
These last two cases, they didn't exactly refute that the Mishnah is going to be talking about.
The last case. But that's the chiddush. But we still, at the beginning, we said the chiddush is that did he do everything? Did he do nothing? So we just trying to find pshat of sof hayachim itaratzta. But we did say it's not on the brisa list because what's the case? If he did everything, he's chayv everything. If he did nothing, would have broken anyway. Right, so then he shouldn't have b'chayv anything.
Even if he did everything, maybe we don't say koko kagufo dami to displace the other
right,
people.
But I don't think you have to get there. The Gemara already wasn't with the Gemara said sof masisa hechem etaratzta. The Gemara is just interested now in what's the pshat of the brisa. The Gemara is satisfied with the answer that it already gave of why it's not in the brisa. Now we're just trying to figure out pshat of what's the case that he's going to be chayv when he sat down last. Mm-hmm. And the last case we said we're not talking about cases of misa. It's a problem. How are they? Nobody's going to be chayiv if you don't know. If you don't know, how could Bezin choose one over the other? All be chayiv if you know both did. But okay, chafti b'tashlumi nisko. Okay, we got to.
According to Rav Papa, we are talking about
Misa. According to that, right? But according to the first day, according to Rav Papa, that's why the Gemara kind of said that as a second day. According to Rav Papa, right? According to Rav Papa, you'd have the question. So chafti b'tashlumi nisko. Let's just do a little bit more. Chafti b'nisko lo k'tani ala b'tashlumi nisko. The language of the Mishnah is not that you're chayiv in nezek, but you're chayiv in tashlumi nezek. What's the difference? Tanita lo d'zarn rabbanim. Maybe it's alluding to the following. Tashlumi nezek melamed shabaylim metapel b'nevela. To allude to the halacha of baylim metapel b'nevela. What does that mean? When your ox gets killed because of me somehow, so do I say that the mazik has to supply a new ox or pay for a new ox, and he, the mazik, is responsible for taking care of the dead carcass, or do we say that the nizik has the carcass, and the mazik just has to make up the difference, right? The nizik, right? The it was worth 200, now it's only worth 100. So you, the nizik, keeps the 100, and the mazik has to pay 100. So how do you know that's the case? The bialim atabim b'nevela, the nizik has to deal with the 100, and the mazik only pays 100 difference. We know immediately. So three makoros. Amar avami de amar kra. The pasuk says by adam hamazik makan nefesh beima yishalmena. Al tikri yishalmena el yashlimena. Yashlimena to be mashlim the difference. Rav Kahana Amar Mehacha, second pasuk by Shomrim, Im Tarof Yitaref Yeveyehu Eid, Hatrefalo Yishalem. By Shomer Sachar, it says if it's ripped apart, you have to bring a witness that it was Ba'ones, Hatrefalo Yishalem. So we darshan, Ad Trefa Yishalem, up until Trefa, meaning the difference between the Hezek and the Trefa you pay. Trefa Atma Lo Yishalem, Trefa itself you don't pay. Chizki Amar, a third Makar Mehacha from the following, from Sharamazik. From Amona Shehizik, Bahames Yelo, the mace belongs to him, Lenizik, and the him is the Nizik. Chetan de Bechiski, Bahames Yelo, Lenizik. Ata Omer Lenizik, or Eno Omer Lamazik, which one do you say? Amar Lokachaya. No, you can't say Lamazik. My Lokachaya, what does that mean? Amar Abaye, Isak Adavach Nevelo de Mazikave, if it belongs to the Mazik, Little Rechmana, Shor Tachas Ashor Velishtok. Just say a Shor for a Shor and be quiet, and then we'll know it goes to the Mazik. Because he has to give a shor, then become a shor. So why did it add in? So you have three makaris. We're going to get into tomorrow. Why do you need all three makaris? But just one thought before we leave, and that is the afikayam among other achronim. The afikayam in Chelek Aleph Simen Chaf Aleph quotes. What's the issue here? Whether the nizak is the tabel benevela or not? Chakira. The issue that we say that the nizak has to deal with it. Does that mean that the maisa hezek was only on the difference? Or is the Maisa Hezek on everything, but the carcass is part of the payment that the Mazik gives to the Nizik? Which one is it? And he has a long arichus about this, and this is what many Achronim discuss. The fact that Baila Matabah Ben Avela, that's what we hold, that it's the Nizik's responsibility. So does that mean that when I damage you a full 200, but this is 100 is in lieu of 100 that I have to pay you? That's Rashi's Lashon in the 6 wide line. She it's Lenu Bedamim V'alav LaHashlim HaMazik. Sounds like it's in lieu of the payment. Or do you say, no, that I never, I was only matzik you 100. I was, that my hezek is only the difference. What the nizik, what the nizik, the carcass is worth, that, I never damaged that. So there's going to be a difference, as we'll see, we'll talk more about it tomorrow, about what if it devalues in the interim between the Shas HaMisa and the Shas HaMadabedin. So there's going to be other nafkaminas related to this. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and tomorrow we'll talk about why do you need three psukim for to teach me by Lamatapa Menevela. And tomorrow we get into Kinyanim, Ein Shaman, Kinyanim Gineya Vegedela, Kinyanim of Shoel, and Shomer Shemasal Shomer, two Shas sugyas that come up on tomorrow's daf. Okay, let's stop here.